So if we haven't met any doctor till now on our then how do we begin? Yes. So there
Each and every doctor has its own treatment.
okay, that's I agree with that point. So this is a valid concern that many of us have when we practice the spiritual path. We think of practicing a spiritual path. There are so many teachers, there are so many books, there are so many paths. How do I know that my path is right? So here we can be pragmatic. At one level, if our conception of spirituality is that there is one right path, and if I find that right path, then my life is successful. And if I don't find that my right path, it's my life is doomed. All my efforts are wasted. If we have that kind of understanding of spirituality, then we will always be insecure. What if my path is wrong? But if we understand that there is a purpose to life, if you look at our own existence right now, I'm speaking, I'm formulating some thoughts in my mind, and I'm trying to speak them. But there's a whole mechanism which I don't know how it works. How the thoughts in the mind get converted through the voice cords into voice, I don't know that. When we eat food, how that food gets digested and converted into energy, we don't know that. There is something beyond us which sustains our existence, which enables our basic functioning in life. So if we have been provided life, if we have been provided the needs for life, we need air, we don't produce the air. We need water, we need heat, we need light. These are things that are provided for us. So if the needs of life in terms of functioning or surviving are provided, then the need of life in terms of the path for life, that will also be provided. So if we use our intelligence, it's like there is so much food, we use our intelligence to choose what best food I can eat. So if we use our intelligence within our ambit, whatever is there, okay, what makes most sense to me? How best can I live? So we could consider various paths that we may have, various teachers, various books, various paths as horizontal. This says one thing, this says this thing, this says this thing. Then we may feel, how can I choose among so many options? And there might be some option might be better, I don't even know. But if we think of this as a vertical journey, that there is some higher being, there is some higher force, there is something beyond me which is sustaining my existence. And based on my intelligence, I take a step forward in that direction. So I choose a particular path. If that path is right, I'll realize that. If that path is not right, I will also realize that. And if that path is not right, my journey need not be a failure. It could be a step in my evolution. And just like when we are going to take a treatment and you are sick, we don't explore all the possible treatments that are there in the world before we take a treatment. We take whatever within our experience, within our ambit, whatever makes sense, whatever is workable for us, we take that. And if it works, great. If it doesn't work, we explore something else. So for us, we don't have to wait for some mystical revelation to begin the spiritual journey. With our intelligence, within our experience, whatever helps us take small steps on the spiritual path, we take those steps. And we're not just putting faith in a particular teacher, but we are putting faith in the divine. And by the divine's arrangement, this particular teacher is there in front of me right now. If that teacher is not the best for me, that will be revealed to me. And I can do some course correction and move onwards. So we don't have to wait infinitely to choose a spiritual path. At the same time, we don't have to gullibly just jump into whatever comes in front of us. Use our God-given intelligence and make the best choice. And there will be a higher force that will guide us further. Thank you.